Hello, I'm Lee Geist, the Regional Program Manager for the Blue-Green Alliance, right here in Ohio. Thank you all so much for joining our call today with Mayors Ginther, Whaley, Cranley, Feeney, and Luke Conischel from NRDC. From the perspective of workers, American manufacturing, the economy in our state, and the environment, the current fuel economy standards have been a major success. Our first speaker is Luke Conischel, Director of the Clean Vehicles and Fuels Group at the Natural Resources Defense Council. Luke?
Thank you, Lee, and good morning, everyone. I'm pleased to join the esteemed mayors of Ohio to briefly describe the topic of today's call, the rollback of the federal clean car and fuel economy standards. Today, we have federal standards that started with model year 2012, and require new cars, minivans, SUVs, and pickup trucks to gradually go further on a gallon of gas and to reduce their carbon emissions. If the standards are fully implemented as designed through model year 2025, they would nearly double the fuel economy of new vehicles and cut their emissions in half. These standards are working. The fleet of new vehicles has reached record high levels of fuel economy and are the cleanest they've ever been. Since 2012, the standards have reduced dangerous carbon pollution by over 280 million metric tons and saved Americans more than $57 billion at the pump. These fuel savings and pollution reductions are the result of new and innovative engine, transmission, materials, and other technologies, many built in Ohio that are tied to good manufacturing jobs. On August 2nd of this year, the Trump administration formally proposed a rule that would roll back the existing standards by freezing them at 2020 levels for model years 2021 through 2026. This would abruptly interrupt clean and efficient vehicle innovation and put Ohio jobs at risk. The rollback in the standards will also force consumers to pay more at the pump because gasoline consumption will increase by 73 billion gallons nationally, according to the federal agency's own analysis. Americans will hand the oil industry $170 billion in a windfall instead of investing in jobs and their local economies. Importantly, Americans' health will also suffer as global warming, fueled by our car and truck emissions, will lead to more bad air days filled with smog and particulate matter that cause asthma and heart disease. Americans widely support keeping the existing 2025 standards in place. Public hearings held last week in Fresno, California, Dearborn, Michigan, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania demonstrated strong public opposition to the Trump administration's proposal to roll back the standards. 17 states have filed a lawsuit challenging the Trump administration's decision to reopen the standards. The federal agencies are accepting written comments on their proposal until October 26. They would then have to weigh the stakeholder input and decide if they can finalize a rule that will withstand legal challenges. With that background, I'll turn it back to Lee to introduce the mayors. Thank you.
Thank you, Luke. That was very helpful. Our next speaker, I'm pleased to introduce the Mayor of Columbus, Andrew Ginther. Mayor Ginther?
Good morning, and thank you. Thanks for having us on today to talk about this important issue to communities throughout Ohio. I want to talk a little bit about what Columbus is doing to move our community forward in a way that meets the demands of our residents and businesses. For economic prosperity, public health, and the betterment of our community, we need to have the strongest federal clean car and fuel economy standards in place. Our residents demand leadership, and for us to stand up for policies that make sense for our community and for our country. Columbus was just given the distinction of the top 10 rising cities for startup companies from Forbes. 67% of the venture capital money is concentrated in California, New York, and Massachusetts. We attract and retain future businesses and residents by proving that Columbus is an attractive and forward-thinking community. We're proud of all the distinctions that Columbus receives, but as our community grows, an anticipated 1 million more in the region over the next 20 or 30 years, so do our challenges. The U.S. EPA has just given the Columbus metro area, which includes Franklin County, 3 years to come into compliance with the clean air standards for ozone, as we are listed in marginal non-attainment. We have until August 3rd, 2021 to meet the requirements. Columbus is working to do our part, but we need the leadership of the federal government because vehicle emissions are a big part of achieving these standards. Columbus competed against 77 cities nationwide to win the Smart City Challenge in 2016. The purpose of Smart Columbus is to improve people's quality of life, drive growth in the economy, provide better access to jobs and ladders of opportunity, and to become a world-class logistics leader and foster sustainability. One of the challenges in Columbus is that we have one of the highest rates of single-occupant vehicle traffic. I think it's around 80% here in Central Ohio of single-occupant vehicle traffic. Smart Columbus is committed to reducing single-occupant vehicle commutes to major employers by 10% by 2020 to help reduce congestion, decrease emissions, and to help our city grow in a competitive yet sustainable way. Columbus is decarbonizing its fleet, incentivizing electric vehicles and public transportation, and making investments that will make Columbus the model for connected cities of the future. But we need our federal partners to do the right thing and keep the current standards in place. Thank you for the chance to share a little bit about Columbus this morning.
Thank you, Mayor Ginther. That was very informative. Up next, we have the Mayor of Dayton, Nan Whaley.
Thank you, and appreciate the time to be on the call with my fellow colleagues from Columbus, Chillicothe, and Cincinnati. I really would like to back up what Mayor Ginther said just a few minutes ago. We need a real partner in D.C. when we are talking about economic stability and public health regulations. Dayton is also experiencing our own U.S. EPA ozone limits, and we struggle with some of the highest asthma rates in the country. We're trying to manage public health issues when the federal government lets us down, but on top of that, we are dealing with a huge economic crisis if this rule is rolled back, as is proposed by the Trump administration. Right now, Ohio is ranked second in building light vehicle models. In fact, there were over 1.6 million light vehicles assembled in Ohio in 2015, including over 150,000 of some of the nation's bestsellers just that year. A recent study found that nearly 30,000 Ohio workers are building technology that directly contribute to improving fuel economy and reducing emissions. And another found that 23% of firms involved in manufacturing automotive components nationwide get all of their revenue from products that improve fuel economy. Here in Ohio, the auto industry remains critical for our economic strength, and certainly along the I-75 corridor that connects Detroit to Miami. 78 of the 88 counties in Ohio have at least one auto-related industry plant with more investment plans. That's an amazing stat if you think about 78 of the 88 counties having some sort of auto-related job. Five Fortune 1000 companies in the auto industry have their headquarters in Ohio, and 21 Fortune 1000 companies in the auto industry have plants right here in this state. Since 2009, the auto industry has added nearly 700,000 retail and manufacturing jobs nationwide while meeting stronger standards and achieving record sales. More than 300,000 of those job gains came in manufacturing. The agency's own analysis of the proposal finds that the rollback would result in 60,000 fewer auto industry jobs nationwide, and the UAW and United Steelworkers have both expressed concern about rolling back the standards. You know, this is, I think, really important as we talk about how cities and communities like Dayton and communities along the 75 corridor that are really invested in manufacturing, we are still not at pre-job recession numbers. The work that we do on manufacturing is key for our continued growth, and so to do anything that would hinder those jobs is a big challenge for us here in Dayton, Ohio.
Thank you, Mayor Whaley. Those were some really great points. Our next speaker is the Mayor of Cincinnati, Mayor John Cranley.
It's great to be with everybody. To cut to the chase, this is just about the forgotten middle class. And repealing or reducing the CAFE standards is a tax hike on everyday Americans. And they're tired of, they're living hand to mouth, and they are filling up their tanks to get to their jobs. The vast majority of Ohioans have to drive to get to work. And if you have less efficient cars, you have to fill up your tank more often. And so billions of dollars of additional regressive spending will occur by everyday Ohioans. And, you know, so much of our politics today, and certainly the 2016 election, was a debate about who's better for the middle class. And Trump convinced people that he wasn't going to forget about the middle class, but in fact, doing this is sticking it to the middle class, sticking it to their wallets, because they're going to have to spend more money on gas. And that is something I think Ohioans can relate to, which is why the vast majority of public opinion polls, upwards of 75-90% support making vehicles more efficient, because average people know that otherwise they're going to have to spend more money on gas, which takes away from monthly income expenses of healthcare, prescription drugs, education, tuition, you know, house payments, you name it.
We like cutting to the chase. Thank you, Mayor Cranley. Our final speaker today is the Mayor of Chillicothe, Mayor Luke Feeney.
Thanks, Lee. Good morning, everyone. You know, as Mayor of Chillicothe, my city might be a little bit smaller than the other mayors on this call, but our challenges and our opportunities really are the same. The story is the same among all of us. We are all fighting for what is best for our residents. And our residents demand that we protect them from unfair regulations, and they ask us to stand up and speak out when we know that Washington, D.C. isn't working for us. It really is unconscionable that after the Trump administration did their analysis on the rollback of fuel economy and clean car standards, that they would even consider moving forward to have public hearings. More premature deaths, jobs are being lost, and an increase in global temperatures, but here we are. In fact, an analysis by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says it predicts 199 additional cases of acute bronchitis per year, 62 more emergency room visits from respiratory distress per year, and a total of almost 17,000 missed work days per year. And I think most disturbing is the same analysis predicts 299 more premature deaths by mid-century. A spokesman for the American Lung Association said that premature death is the ultimate health effect of this policy. I can't sit by and watch bad policy have a negative effect on the impact or health impact on the residents of Chillicothe or anyone else in Ohio. Thankfully, Americans understand the cost savings and they understand the environmental and health benefits. Over 90% of recently polled respondents were in favor of higher standards, 90%. And here at home, 73% of Ohioans favor the requirement that by 2025, all automobiles that are manufactured must get 40 miles per gallon on average. I really do hope that the public comments being offered by everyday citizens, elected officials, labor, business, and others send a clear message to the decision makers in D.C. Thank you for the chance to speak on this important topic.
Well, amen, and thank you, Mayor Feeney. I think we'd like to ask the operator at this point to open up the line for questions and give us some direction how that happens.
Thank you. If you have a question, please press star then one on your touch-tone phone. If you wish to be removed from the queue, please press the pound sign or the hash key. If you're using a speakerphone, you may need to pick up the handset first before pressing the numbers. Once again, if you have a question, please press star then one on your touch tone phone.
Great. While we wait for that queue to open up, this is Lee, again, the regional program manager for the Blue-Green Alliance here in the state of Ohio. I'd like to take a quick opportunity to mention, around the state, workers are building fuel-efficient technologies, everything from more efficient engine deal to advanced transmissions. I'd like to give a few quick examples while we wait for the queue to open up. At USW Local 2 up in Akron, Ohio, members are building cutting-edge technologies that are helping make our light-duty cars, trucks, and SUVs cleaner than ever. A company named Maxeon Wheels has been providing reliable products and services to every major car manufacturer for over 100 years. They're the world's largest producers of wheels. Today, they make aluminum rims you see on cars every day that are lighter, helping to keep vehicle weight down to improve fuel economy. Of course, they're strong and stylish. They also make cost-effective and weight-optimized steel wheels. At the Akron facility, they make steel commercial wheels that set the standards in weight optimization, finish, and durability. Local 2 also represents members at Goodyear, where workers recently ratified a 5-year contract. Goodyear is one of the world's leading tire companies and is manufacturing tires that reduce the rolling resistance of cars by up to 27%. And right up the road in Cleveland, Ohio, at USW Local 979, members in the ArcelorMittal steel plant are making stronger, lighter weight steel used in vehicles to make them more fuel efficient. So you can see about what we've been, just a few quick examples, and there's many, many more of what all these wonderful mayors have been speaking about today. And with that, I'll turn it over to Eric or the operator. I'm not sure.
And our first question comes from Beth Berger from Columbus Dispatch.
Hi, yeah. I have a question for Columbus Mayor Andrew Genther and Cincinnati Mayor John Cranley. Mayor Genther, you mentioned when you were speaking about marginal non-attainment area, and both Columbus and the Cincinnati areas have been given that designation by the U.S. EPA. If this federal proposal goes through, do you believe it will be possible to come into compliance?
Well, thanks for the question, Beth. I think it certainly would make it more difficult and more challenging. We believe that we have an aggressive and robust plan to come into compliance, but having these standards in place will certainly help us do that. And, you know, quite honestly, many local governments feel like we're going at it alone in many different areas with respect to improving the quality of life and job creation and economic growth. And so this is another area where we as local officials could really use the partnership and collaboration, in this case with the federal government, to help us meet this goal.
Yeah, I agree with all that. You know, fundamentally, coming into compliance is a public health issue. People get asthma faster when the air is not clean, and it's a long-term process, and this would only make it more difficult because obviously people would drive through our city and continue to emit at a level that's likely to increase the incidence of asthma, just to name one of several potential health harms. But, you know, obviously, like Mayor Genther, we in Cincinnati are committed to taking the steps that we can take independent of federal action and the withdrawal of the Paris Climate Agreement, et cetera, to invest in clean, renewable energy. So we as a city, and we're just a small part of a 2-million-person region, we'll do our part to come into compliance regardless of what the federal government does, because it's the right thing to do for public health and the health of our citizens.
And our next question comes from Maxine Joslow from ENE News.
Hi, my question is for any of the mayors on the call. We previously reported at ENE News that EPA, in the text of its own proposal, acknowledges that automakers could see 60,000 fewer jobs under the plan. Is that concerning to you, especially that admission by the agency in its own proposal?
Yeah, this is Nan Whaley in Dayton. I mean, I think that's one of the big concerns we have. I mean, in addition to this not being helpful on a public health issue that we all agree on, you know, when you're talking about cities and communities that have not even recovered yet from the Great Recession on jobs, and manufacturing is such a key part, to have these rules not to be less jobs is very concerning.
This is Andy Ginther. The one thing, one stat I would share with you based on that question, everybody understands and knows that Ohio is at the heart of auto production. So 95,000 Ohioans are employed in the auto industry, average salary of $61,000 a year. But here's an important point. Over 27,000 Ohioans are working on building the specific technology that contributes to improving fuel economy. So you think about that number in the context of Ohio, it could have a devastating impact on continued economic growth and job creation.
We have no further questions at this time.
Well, thank you, Jenny, and this is Lee again, and I'm just going to wrap up quickly and by saying in the auto industry, as in all others, you can't see the road ahead by looking in the rearview mirror. The future of cars at home and abroad is smarter, cleaner, and more efficient. We cannot afford to cede the future to our competitors in Europe and Asia. Let's build right here in this country and in this state the smartest, cleanest, and most efficient cars anywhere in the world. Let's maintain forward-looking policies that help us get there and get the job done. Thank you, everyone, so much for joining us.